Doctor Who, The Trial of a Time Lord, The Ultimate Foe, by Pip and Jane Baker, read by Michael Jaston. Prologue. The charge must now be genocide. Genocide? The Doctor's face blanched, contrasting with his colourful patchwork coat. Snatched out of time to stand trial for a crime of meddling in the affairs of other societies was traumatic enough, but the new charge echoing around the court carried with it a greater penalty, the ultimate punishment. When a Time Lord is brought before the Bar of Justice, it is to no ordinary tribunal that he is transported. But then, as a member of the most remarkable species in creation, this is only to be expected. Plucked out of time, the accused is incarcerated in a beam of turbulence which lances through the vast reaches of the four-dimensional universe to penetrate a unique dimension where all the processes of existence hitherto experienced are suspended. Hovering in this singular vacuum is the venue for the trial, a vast, incredible space station, constructed like a Baroque cathedral, with dozens of thrusting spires and straddled with porticos. The gargantuan hulk is embellished with a Rococo scroll, glorifying the achievements of the Time Lords. In acknowledgement of the gravity of the proceedings, a perpetual electric storm of Wagnerian magnitude leaps and dances with unabated fury. This was the dramatic setting into which the Doctor had been pitched.